Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are determined to map it out. Map out our uniqueness, map out our purpose, and map out our design. Because we have it. We have what we need. We can reach our big dream goals. We just have to understand our unique path and then determine to walk it out. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your encourager extraordinaire because we all need someone that is in our corner and on our side, rooting for us to take flight. I have found recently that these folks usually show up just when I need them the most. Maybe my day is going rough, or maybe it's raining again, like it has every day the last week, or maybe I just got up late and can't seem to get going. These are the days when I need that boost. And these are the days I get that unexpected comment on my website or an email or a private message telling me how much you have enjoyed my words. And it changes everything. We are so much stronger when we're together, so we need to seek out people that will encourage us in this journey. But at the same time, I can't wait around for other people to tell me how amazing I am. When I first started writing a column for the local paper, I was excited at the positive response I was receiving. The editor was thrilled, and he decided to increase my column size and add a picture to promote me more. The very next week, I was stopped as I was walking into the grocery store. The man looked at me, and he smiled, and he said, And then he started snapping, you know, like the action was going to get his brain to click into place. Of course, I knew he was going to rave about my writing. I mean, the picture was just that good. He snapped a few more times and he stuttered, and then he said, "You're Chuck's sister." I had wanted him to confirm that my writing was good enough for me to be called out. And it's good to have that kind of encouragement, but I have to keep going even when I'm just Chuck's sister. It's up to me to walk out my success. It's up to me to do what I need to do. It's up to me. I just have to be certain that what I'm choosing is what I need to be doing. Every time I say yes to one thing, I'm taking resources, time, money, energy, even focus that might be invested elsewhere. There is always a cost to saying yes. If I'm going to walk out my success, then I need to understand the cost of yes. There will be a cost for me saying yes, not only for me, but a cost to the people related to the yes in any way. There will be a cost of others saying yes for me. And I have to be wise enough in how I respond to those yes declarations that have been made for me so that I don't cause even more issues. There should be a cost comparison. I need to weigh no versus yes so I can make the better choices. And there will be unforeseen costs for saying yes, so I must be prepared for those unexpected costs. And there will be a cost from tomorrow, or for tomorrow, from the yes I say today. I can't say yes to everything that comes along. It's just not physically possible. Because every time I say yes, I limit my ability to say yes the next time. I signed up to be part of a mastermind group. I said yes. I said yes to the weekly, or it was bi-weekly meetings. So every other Tuesday, we come together and we talk about our wins and our challenges and where we need support. It's an amazing group, and I've gotten so much out of the investment. There have been so many days when I know I am pushed to the next level only because of this group. But there is a cost. I wanted to be involved in the local writing scene. I wanted to be part of the local writing community. I wanted to meet in person with other writers, people that are on this journey to share their words. So I agreed to be a part of a monthly writing group at the local library. I was thrilled. I was excited. I was ready to go. But they were going to meet on Tuesdays. And at one point, the mastermind group began to overlap the writing group. I had to make a choice because my yes limited my ability to say yes. I agreed to help out a friend hosting a party. She had some products that she wanted to promote. I wanted to help her because she has always been such a blessing to me. Now, I didn't take time to find out what hosting a party really meant. I didn't fully think out the date that she suggested. I didn't really think about any of it. I just said yes because it's something I wanted to help her with. In the end, it was more than I could handle. It got in the way of my work. It interrupted a family event, and in the end, I let her down. And I let her down even more than if I had just made the choice to say no to begin with. Saying yes to anything in any situation is going to cost me something. I have to be willing to make that sacrifice when I say yes. So before I say yes to something, I need to take a moment to weigh the costs, to see where the biggest expense is going to come from, to see how I'm going to make it work in my life. I need to count the cost of my yes, because there's always a cost to saying yes. And that cost is not just about me. It's about everyone around me and everyone involved with that yes. I need to weigh it. I need to measure it. And then I'm in a position to say yes. The only way I'm going to get to where I need to go is to take the steps. But I have to be aware of which steps I take. Not all steps will move me in the right direction. Not all steps are the best steps for my journey. But every step I take, every time I say yes, I limit the ability to take a different or better step. I have to take time to weigh the cost of yes so that I can better understand the better path for my journey. First, there is a cost for me saying yes. If I don't take a moment to weigh the cost, I might bite off more than I can chew. In 2005, I fulfilled a wish of my grandmother to have my yard and ultimately some of her flowers as a tour garden for the Irish Society. I jumped at the chance to say yes to the tour. The next 3 months, the garden required daily attention. Everything had to be weeded. New guest plants had to be put into the ground. Each plant had to be labeled. All the beds had to be mulched, which required purchasing an 18-wheeler load of mulch. The weekend of the tour, my whole family had to help with the tour. They helped direct traffic and answer questions. I missed out on most of the tour of the rest of the gardens because I had to be at my house. The yes had a lot of costs. Not just for me, but for my whole family. Two, there will be a cost of others saying yes for me. It may be something I would have said yes for myself, but having someone else do it seems to add a level of annoyance. My youngest son is old enough to help out with vacation Bible school at church. He is not, however, old enough to get himself to the church. My husband agreed to let him volunteer, and then my husband also volunteered me to take him. I know that my husband can't take him. He can't get off work to go haul my son to and from vacation Bible school events. But by saying yes for me instead of letting me make the choice, he kept me from being able to say yes to other things. Three, there should be a cost comparison moment. I need to slow down long enough to evaluate the cost of saying yes, and also to consider the cost of saying no. I was asked to take a leadership role in a local conference. I enjoyed being a part of the conference every year, and I was honored to be asked. I almost said yes just because I was asked. Instead, I requested more details. I needed to know more about my position and about what was going to be expected from me. The yes meant I would have to stay at the venue for 2 days, keeping me away from the house and from my family, and requiring a financial investment from me as well. The no meant that I would not be a part of that inner circle, and I would miss out on those relationships. And it's all about relationships. In the end, I said yes to helping, but not leading, and I explained my reasons. Because of the way I handled it, the director ended up offering me a leadership position in a different area, and it's one I'm even more excited about being a part of. I need to weigh the cost of yes and the cost of no and compare those values. 4, there will always be unforeseen costs for saying yes. I have to be prepared to accept those costs. Even the best laid plans will have some kinks in them. When I was hosting the garden tour, my unforeseen cost was, yes, all that mulch. I mean, I knew I was going to have mulch, but I had no clue. It cost me financially because we had to purchase enough to cover twisting beds set out over 2 acres. It cost me in the form of a wasted day because when the guy came with the big giant 18-wheeler worth of mulch, he ended up getting stuck in the vegetable garden. We spent half the day helping him get unstuck, and then he ended up having to dump the load right there in the middle of the driveway so that he could get unstuck. Although we knew we were going to need the mulch and that it would be part of the process for getting ready, the full costs were unforeseen. And 5, there will be a cost for tomorrow for the yes that I say today. Saying yes without thinking about tomorrow could leave me wanting when tomorrow comes. After my mom passed away, my dad was looking for things to do and ways to keep busy. He wanted to get my family a pool because I had always been a water person. He wanted to get it for us, is what he said, but I knew that he would probably come over occasionally and use it, and I knew it would be a great benefit for him, and it would be nice for us as well. I said yes. That was 5 years ago. Today, I still have to maintain that pool, and I have to do it daily. If I don't take care of it, then it will just become a giant mosquito birthing center. Nobody could use it when it becomes that. Every day, or almost every day, I have to check the chemicals, and I have to make adjustments as necessary. The yes I said that one day has had a cost for many of my tomorrows, and even more tomorrows to come. Yes has a cost. It has a cost for me and for the people around me. It has a cost for my resources. It has a cost for my possibilities because once I say yes, it takes up some of the space that those possibilities might have resided in down the road. I have to say yes if I'm going to move forward in my purpose and in my design. I have to say yes if I'm going to walk out my uniqueness on purpose. I have to say yes if I'm going to move from where I am to where I want to go. But I need to count the cost of that yes before I go. I need to understand what it is I'm getting into. I need to understand my individual path, and part of that is knowing the cost of my yes and the value that yes will bring to my journey. I have to go if I want to get there. I tried waiting around for my purpose and my success to come to my front door. I mean, I live in the woods, so that might be part of the reason they haven't made it here. But it's more likely the fact that I have to go that is the reason they haven't just shown up. I have to move if I want to reach my destination. I have to take action if I want to make change. I have to step if I want to arrive. And if I'm going to go and I do and step, then I will have to say yes to the journey. Each and every yes will cost me something. It is up to me to take the time to measure the value of yes compared to the cost of that yes. And it is up to me to determine which way the scales fall, because it is my journey. It is my unique path. Jesus understood the cost of yes, and he determined that his yes was worth the cost. Romans 5:10 puts the cost this way. We, that's you and me, we have been reconciled to God through the death of his Son. Jesus said yes, and his yes made way for my life and for my choice to say yes as well. And he warned that my own yes would require a cost also. In Luke 14, Jesus uses the stories of the tower and then the stories of the king, the story of the king, to remind me that I need to count the cost of yes. In Matthew 16, Jesus tells the true cost of yes, but he also shares a hope of what is to come when I make the choice. The scripture reads like this: if anyone will come after me, anyone will put aside self, and he will take up his cross and follow me, whoever will save his life will, in truth, lose his life. But whoever will be willing to lose his life, to put aside that self, for my sake, shall find life. This comes from Matthew 16, 24 and 25. Jesus understood that there would be a cost, and there is a cost for saying yes to the calling. But he also knew that the yes would be more than worth it. It would literally be everything. John warns that the cost is high. 1 John 2:15 through 17 reads like this: do not love the world. Do not choose to conform to the ways of the world. And don't get caught up in the things of the world. If you love the world, then the Father is not in you. All the things of the world, the lusts of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, they are not of the Father, but of the world. And the world will pass away, and the lust will pass away. But he, the person that will choose the will of God, that says yes to God's will, he will abide forever. Yes brings life. James offers a similar view, maybe kind of from a different perspective. In James 4:4, he warns that being a friend of the world is to be an enemy with God. Yes brings death. I have to choose the right things and the better things for my yes. I have to count the cost. Look, my journey is unique. I am not like anybody else. You are not like anybody else, but I still have to find my way. I unlock my uniqueness when I understand my individual path. I know my individual path and the right steps for me when I take the time to count the cost of yes, when I measure what I'm going to have to invest and how I'm going to have to invest it and what I'm going to have to let go in order to make that investment. There is always a cost for saying yes, and there is a cost for not saying yes. I have to weigh those costs, and then I have to choose my steps accordingly. It is up to me. It is my choice, but I have to choose. I have to make the choice to walk out the will. I have to choose between the world and God. I have to choose this day whom I shall follow. And when I make that choice, there will be a cost for the choice. But one will end in death, and one will end in life. I know which way I'm choosing. I'm daring to walk out in this world, but in the light. I'm daring to be the unique, amazing, peculiar design that God called me to be, because that is the one choice, that one yes, that is worth the cost of saying yes. Dare to say yes to the right choice for you. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your rainbows and lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, in all that you're doing, be blessed and be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, and corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use at Catherine C. Lang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope, planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.